This is Cam.
And I'm Jen.
And you're listening to
Our True Crime Podcast.
This is Kim, your friendly neighborhood ER nurse. I'm the host of People Are Wild, the only podcast that claims to bring medical entertainment, medutainment, on a weekly basis. I can be found on your favorite podcast listening app, iTunes and Google Play, and you could talk to me on Twitter at People Are Wild.
Hello and welcome to Bad at Love.
No.
I'm in bejazzled. My heart is, my vagina area
is just a diamond.
Okay. Good luck trying to crack that nut is what that meant.
How appropriate. What, I'm supposed to do now, fucking like stool and then just like pose in different areas. Like,
you're supposed to do Coyote Ugly. Get on the table.
So his dick gets chopped off.
Protect them.
Protect your holes.
Oh my god, that's so gross.
New episodes every Monday.
Good evening. This is Edward October, host of October Pod on YouTube. Jen and Cam have asked me to say a few words about our true crime podcast. There's nothing quite like discussing a juicy murder with a friend. True crime buffs are well-versed in shootings, knifings, axings, poisonings, and violent defenestrations. But such matters are not for little ears. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Cam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yay. Today, this week is the big week.
It is. It's the day before Thanksgiving. It's the biggest drinking day of the year.
Yeah. No problem with that?
No, not at all.
Is it really the biggest drinking day of the year?
It really is the biggest drinking day of the year.
Had no idea.
It's the first big weekend all the college kids come home.
No. See, I would drink on Thursday because I have to deal with people, but that's another story. All right. So what do you got? What do you got for me?
Well, we've got some shout outs today. We've got some really good shout outs today.
So I'm guessing that since it's Thanksgiving, we are thankful to our listeners.
I was just going to do our big shout outs who have been very active with us and have reached out to us and talked to us on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. We want to say a big thank you. And big shout out goes to Meg Achu. If that's her and her avatar, she is beautiful. I mean, gorgeous girl.
Thanks, Jen.
Yeah. No, it's not yours. Trust me. Also, DJ.
DJ.
She's been leaving us all sorts of comments and stuff on Podbean also.
Thanks, Deej.
There is our good friend, Summer.
Hi, Summer.
And Sherry S.
Hi, Sherry S.
And Leah. Is it Leah or Lee? I'm not for sure.
How do you spell it?
L-E-A-H.
Oh, I would say that's Leah.
Leah. That's what I thought.
Like Leah Remini.
And then there's Elvira.
Hi, Elvira.
Boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, mow, mow. And then the Donnas. Oh, Donnas. Donna W and Donna B.
Donna B and Donna W.
And then there's ever so sweet Casey. She's already finished our back episodes. She just found us and she already has finished
Casey.
Every single episode.
Look at you, fan of the year.
Look at her. Go.
Go.
Everybody needs to be like Casey.
What would Casey do?
And we can't forget Megan and Amanda.
Megan,
thank
and Amanda,
you.
Thank you. Hey, I actually had an old student named Olivia B. You know who you are, girl. And she had sent me a Facebook message saying, love, love, love your podcast. And you please keep me sane through the rest of the semester. So here's me throwing you sane vibes. Keep it going. You're almost done, girl.
Woohoo! You can do it.
And I love that you're going out with Dominic now. That's it. I had to add that part.
Since it is Thanksgiving, we're very thankful for
people.
A lot of people.
Pods.
We've made a lot of good friends on Twitter.
Pod people.
Mm-hmm. Are you done?
No.
Good.
That's it.
Okay.
I kind of stuff off. Okay. Whatever.
We have a lot of good times on Twitter and we've made a lot of good friends. So we just want to shout out to a couple of them that we just totally off the cuff. If we forget you, we're really sorry.
Jennifer wrote all this down, so it's her fault if she forgets stuff. Just saying.
Camille helped.
No, I did not.
That's okay. I'm editing this, so I'm going to cut it all out anyway.
Good.
So,
okay, perfect.
Big shout outs to Naptime Nancy Drew.
Naptime Nancy Drew. You crack me up on the daily, girl.
Love her.
Chris's Crime Time.
Yes.
I repeat this. Like, what?
I know.
I'll shut up. Sorry.
Kimmy. There's the infamous Dick Vane. They are no longer Dick Vane. They are something else that I am not going to even mention. Billie Jean. It's not my lover. And then there is all-time favorite Nancy.
Nancy.
Jen. Mascara and Mace. Jen.
Hi, Jen.
War Baby. Love her. War Murderous Minors.
Baby.
There's Kate from Ignorance Was Bliss.
Hi, Kate.
Now, who's that we both like?
It's my boy, Glenn.
Glenn from?
South Carolina. Just kidding. Just kidding. Glenn thinks stuff.
Glenn thinks stuff.
I love him. And he's funny.
There's our buddy who you've heard him on the top of this episode for our listener discretion.
The best voice
ever. I know. October Pod VHS. We love him. Yeah. We love all of them. Brew Time True Crime.
Gosh.
That's hard, Mike.
Good thing we didn't name anything our show something like that. We have to say that every day. That'd be terrible. Woo.
And then, of course, there is, I said goddamn!
Please say that again.
I said goddamn!
They need to have you record their intro.
I know. There's also Great Lakes True Crime.
Great Lakes.
Mythical Podcast, the narrator. Fantastic. She's from our area, too. Heartland Homicide.
Heartland Homicide.
Good Nightmares.
I thought you were going to say Good Night Moon. Good mm-hmm. Nightmares. Okay.
There's Haunted Happenstance. Unsubbed Central. Our buddy Gerald and Natalie from Conspired. Andy J, of course. We can't miss you, Andy J. Lainey from True Crime Fan Club. She's helped us a ton.
She really has been a good mentor.
She's a great mentor. Love her.
We still haven't figured out what we're doing, but it has gotten a little bit better, I think.
Alice from Defrosting Cold Cases website. Yeah, and Moms and Murder. Love them. We can't forget Justin from
Mysterious Circumstances.
Yes, he's awesome. Yeah. He's awesome. And we're thankful for Kim. People Are Wild.
Crack me up.
She is so funny.
I can't imagine having her as a nurse. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I know. Yeah. She's awesome. She listens to us when she trains for her marathon.
Marathon?
She's running a marathon.
Well, I know what it is. I'm just shocked.
I know. No, she's like,
how is that for fun?
She's awesome.
I do marathons, but it's like Netflix marathon, mm-hmm. Amazon marathon.
Same here. Same. Anyway, we wish her well and run hard, Kim. We're right behind you.
Run, Kim, run.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get on with our podcast.
Show. Okay. Let's. Shall we?
So, as we all know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Yay, Thanksgiving. Holidays are stressful.
Right around the corner.
Exactly. Thanksgiving. If you're not cooking and cleaning, stressed out about your house, you're stressed out about going to relative's house.
Or having the relatives at your house.
Right. That's why you have to cook and clean.
And partake in a little alcoholic beverages.
Well, that's how you have to get by sometimes.
It's true.
So we decided, since our last episodes have been so dark and
gruesome,
we are going to... Because
we're the gruesome twosome.
Sure.
Rolling your eyes at my girl.
You're gruesome. Anyway, since everything's been so dark, we figured that you're probably thinking about killing your family.
What? Whoa, that was quick. That was not where I thought that was going.
It accelerated.
But guess what, Jen? We have a solution for that here at Our True Crime Podcast. We have a special treat for you to put those headphones in, earbuds, what have you, as you're cooking, and you can giggle, and your family will think, oh, she loves us. And they'll be like, nope, I don't.
We wanted to do something a little bit happier to help you maybe get over your stress or not think so much about everything you have to do. So, you know, we love to sing badly.
Well, let me just say right here, and I'm not kidding about this, and I know we've talked about this, and don't laugh, people. But in fourth grade, when I tried out for choir and I didn't make it and all my friends did, I was like the only one. And when I say that really stuck with me, it has taken me probably till I was in my 30s to be able to sing out loud and not care what people thought, because I really just thought I was a bad singer all those years. Now, granted, I am, but now I don't care. But it really did stick with me, and I'm being totally honest there. Mm-hmm.
Basically, we're going to have a little fun. Camille teaches a class. Camille teaches
language
about
arts.
Language arts, and she teaches about ballads.
Ballads originated back in the medieval times, right? Mm-hmm. As a form of entertainment, but often they told a story. That storytelling has continued on today.
Correct.
With some of our greats, such as Johnny Cash or Bob Dylan, even people like Lady Gaga.
Exactly. So what we're going to do today is discuss some songs that we know or may not know. we will tell you the murderous background to them.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. So the first song is Frankie and Johnny Were Sweethearts.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, Lordy, how they did love. Swore to be true to each other. True as the stars up above. That's all I know.
He was her sweetheart and she was his man. Something like that.
She was his man.
Whatever.
That's going into a different thing.
It's another story.
So anyway, as we were looking into this, I found that, interesting fact, Frankie and Johnny happened right here in St. Louis.
No way, really?
I didn't know that. Right downtown.
Yeah.
Right on Market Street. Back then it was 212 Targhee, I think.
Hmm. Well, that's funny you say that.
Yep.
The one, I have a little ballad that I picked up that happened right down there too.
Ooh, awesome. Well, let me say mine first.
Yes, please.
This happened in October 1899. Mm-hmm. Frankie was Frankie Baker. She was 24 years old. And Johnny was not actually Johnny. His name was Alan Britt. Frankie was a sex worker. Alan was supposedly her pimp.
Oh, at 17.
At 17. Ooh. But actually, all we know for sure is he played the piano down at a nightclub close to where they were. So one night, Frankie saw that Alan was picking up this woman named Alice, and he was showing her attention. They went out to a party. Frankie got upset, went home to the apartment that her and Alan were sharing. About 3 o'clock that next morning, Alan came in. She woke up, and he started beating her, saying, I pay for this apartment. This is my stuff, blah, blah, blah. So she reached under her pillow, pulled out a gun, and shot him.
Oh.
So then Alan staggered a few blocks to his mom's house, explained what happened. She went outside the apartment. She started screaming, Frankie shot Alan. Frankie shot Alan. So by the next morning, everybody knew that Frankie shot Alan. But Alan was taken to City Hospital, which is it still?
I think it's closed now.
It's closed, but it wasn't a great hospital. But I can't imagine what it was like in 1899. But anyway, he died 4 days later. Frankie had a trial on November 13th, 1899. And she actually said, quote, I ain't superstitious no more. I went to trial on Friday the 13th and bad luck omens didn't go against me. Why, the judge even gave me my gun back.
Wow, that's surprising, I think.
I think so, too.
Especially at that time.
Yeah.
You know?
So anyway, that was the first story of murder.
Murder. Well, I have a little ditty here that also took place, I guess, right by there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is called Stack O' Lee Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been done again and again and again, just like Frankie and Johnny, by a ton of people. One of the first was recorded in 1928 by Mississippi John Hurt. And he's got the sweetest little voice. It's just so nice. And
all those do. I love all those.
Well, some of them are rough and rough, and his isn't. It's real sweet. I don't know. I really like it.
It's the bluegrassy.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. But of course, we can't play it on here because that's illegal. So
well, it's not illegal. You have to buy it, and we don't have the type of money. But
so what are we going to do, Jen?
We're going to sing it.
We're going to sing it for you.
Sing it, Camille. Sing it, Camille. Don't be embarrassed. Camille, just sing it.
How am I supposed to be doing that? Gemini Christmas.
Police officer, how can it be? You take rest everybody but cruelly.
Cruel Stack
O' Lee. You can't arrest everybody but Cruel Stack O' Lee. That a bad man. Oh, Cruel Stack O' Lee.
Perfect. Yeah, see, there you go. Anyway, so here's a little backstory on that.
Yeah.
Jen.
I don't think I've heard this one.
So again, there was a local pimp. Seems to be a recurring theme down there.
We had a huge mob thing down in St. Louis.
And now this was 4 years prior to the Frankie and Johnny. This was 1895. So there was a pimp named Stack Lee. Stack was like his nickname. Lee Sheldon. And he walked into a St. Louis bar wearing pointed shoes, box back coat, and his soon-to-be infamous milk white John B. Stetson hat. Now, you know what a Stetson hat is, right?
I do know what a Stetson hat is.
Very famous. If not, look it up, people. He walked into this bar, and he was friendly with everybody, so he met this guy named Billy Lyons for a drink. So they sat down, they started talking politics, and, well, we all know how that goes, right?
Don't talk politics this Thanksgiving.
Nope.
Tomorrow, politics, no go.
Yep. So
nobody wins.
Yep. So Lyons, this guy he met, was a levee hand. Like, you know, St. Louis is right on the Mississippi River. Like his brother-in-law, they were one of the richest black men in the St. Louis area at the time.
Hmm.
Both supporters, big supporters of the Republican Party. Stack had aligned himself with local Black Democrats. So the exact details of the argument are a little sketchy, but at some point, Lyons snatched the Stetson off of Stack's head. Oh, you don't touch my hat. Mm-mm. Stack demanded it back, and when Lyons refused, shot him dead on the site.
Wow. Over a white hat.
Right?
Usually the good guys wear white hats. Wow.
So anyway, this song is the story of Stack O'Lee or Stack O'Lee or Stagger Lee or Stack A'Lee, depending. Because like I said, it's been done a whole bunch of times. And who's singing it?
What happened to Stack O'Lee or Stack Lee? Did he get in trouble? Was he arrested? Did he get poked in the pokey?
So when Sheldon was released from prison in 1909, Stack O'Lee was already being sung throughout the southern states.
So it didn't take long.
Didn't take long for the news to spread.
How long did he get in prison?
Well, 1909, and this was in 1895. So
not very long.
Take 10 years, yeah. The earliest records of it come from the Kansas City area, only about 2 years after it happened. And then, of course, it traveled quickly to St. Louis.
Well, suppose, with Frankie and Johnny.
Allegedly.
Yeah. With Frankie and Johnny, it was out within days before Alan was dead.
Wow, that's crazy. Everybody has sung this song, from Mississippi John Hurt, and that's the rendition that we kind of sang. And
right.
If you could hear it, it's a good one. I really kind of like this guy. Duke Ellington did a version, Cab Calloway, Woody Guthrie from the 60s.
Right.
Bob Dylan had, he has another song. I don't know if we're going to talk about that one. But
Hurricane.
Yeah, he did some, kind of based it off that a little bit.
It's about the prize fighter, the boxer.
Correct. So anyway, Tom Waits, singer I like a lot. So Tom Waits says that most murder ballads are just, quote, a cut above graffiti, the oral tabloids of the day. However, the street singers and things like that would sing these, and they became famous. And here we are today still, listening to them and copying them.
Well, I have a Tom Waits song.
So do I.
Oh, you're kidding me. My Tom Waits song goes like this. Why wasn't God watching? Why wasn't God listening? Why wasn't God there for Georgia Lee?
Aww, that makes me sad. I don't even know what it's about yet.
It's sad. He wrote this song right after the girl's body was found fairly close to his house.
Ew.
It's an unsolved murder. The little girl, her name is Georgia Lee Moses. Her body was found in a grove of trees in South Petaluma on August 22nd, 1997. The sad part is almost no one knew she had been missing. She was reported missing, but there wasn't an Amber Alert at this time. Mm-hmm. She was a troubled Black girl from Santa Rosa. Now there's many questions. Would Georgia still be alive today if her disappearance had been widely known? Was law enforcement slow to act because the victim was Black, or she was a school dropout? She was living in poverty with her disabled mother. I mean, there was a whole bunch of factors. And Tom Waits, it said that he was very disturbed that this child could go and be killed like this, and nobody paid attention to it because they're too poor or Black or troubled or they're not photogenic enough. As he was doing the album Yule Variations, the final edit, Waits decided to take Georgia Lee off. Well, his daughter, who was about the age of this little girl, she was freaked out. She's like, here, this poor little girl was used, murdered, thrown away, and nobody cares about her. And then somebody wrote a song about her to honor her, and he cuts it from the album.
And it got thrown away.
Right. Ugh, so he decided to go put it back into the album. And now the only thing that really stands to remember her, besides this Tom Waits song, is there is a metal sculpture on the site where her body was found.
And it's never been solved.
Never been solved.
That's sad, Jen. Well, my Tom Waits, it's a little bit older. I love me some Tom Waits, by the way.
And yeah.
Of course, I have voice. To impersonate him right now. You ready?
No.
So the name of the song that he did is called Murder in the Red Barn. I'm going to sing you a little bit of a ditty, like you would sing it. Don't make fun of me.
Oh, you're singing it like him?
Yeah.
Oh, may the Lord have mercy
on
our souls.
Right? Ready? Here we go. Murder in the Red Barn. Here we go.
There's a murder in the red barn. Murder in the red barn. The trees are bending over. Wow.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I could keep going, but I won't. Just look it up. Anywho, I'm gonna tell you about my story here. So anyway, the song that
I'm sure Tom Waits is very excited about your rendition.
Call me Tom. He loves me. You should, like, I can sing the whole song like that, but boy, does it hurt my throat.
Oh, okay, sure.
So this song he based off of something that happened way before he was born, of course, 1827.
Okay, wow.
A long time ago, right? Apparently, there was a notorious murder that was committed in Polstead, Suffolk, England.
Suffolk.
You Suffolk, girl. Don't you tell me to Suffolk.
You shove it.
So a young woman named Maria Martin was shot to death by her lover, William Porter. Now, the two had arranged to meet at this Red Barn. Mm-hmm. The Red Barn was a local landmark. Everybody knew where it was. And they were going to elope. So Maria was never seen alive again. And Porter, of course, flew the scene. Always does, right? He even sent letters to her family claiming that she was in good health. Her body was later discovered buried in the barn. And, you know, what's ironic or weird about this, I guess, is her stepmother had spoke of having dreamed about the murder and kind of that it did happen in that barn. So that's how they found it. So anyway, bad Bill Will Porter was tracked down in London. I just gave him that name. I like that. Porter was tracked down in London where he had married and started a new life.
Huh.
He's a nice guy. He was brought back to England and found guilty of the murder of this poor young girl. So he was hanged at Bury St. Edmunds. A huge crowd, of course, came to see it because that's what they liked to do back then. So there's all these songs that have come about this, much like the ballads that we talked about earlier. Okay. That's my murder in the Red Barn.
Murder in the Red Barn. Murder in the Red Barn.
Check it out.
All right. Since you're in
Jolly Old England.
Oh, Jesus.
Multi-talented. Like
in your own brain?
Yep.
So since you're in England.
Jolly Old England. You pause. You can't pause. Go ahead.
Jolly Old
Sorry.
Since you're in England, I'm going to do music from one of the most upbeat, punky bands there's ever been. Take me to the moor, over the moor, dig a shallow grave, and I'll lay me down. Something like that. Anyway, that is the ever hyper Morrissey.
Morrissey. Was it the Smiths or Morrissey?
That was the Smiths by Morrissey. Okay. That song is called Suffer Little Children.
Oh, yuck.
And it was about the Moore murders. Ian Brady and Myra Henley. Now, if you listen to the song, like all the five kids that they killed, their names are in there, or some of them. John Kilbride, John, You'll Never Be a Man, Leslie Ann Downey, Leslie Ann with Your Pretty White Beads. So he talks about the whole thing. Basically, Morrissey was about 5 years old by the time this happened.
Oh.
So he was always kind of fascinated by the murders. And if you all don't know, more murders. They happened between July 1963 and October 1965. The killers were Ian Brady and his girlfriend, Myra Henley. They abducted five children between the ages of 10 and 17.
Ugh.
And they tortured them, sexually assaulted them.
That's terrible.
And yeah, those two are awful. And actually, Ian Brady just died last year in May.
Oh, he did?
2017. And there aren't any tears for his death. So anyway, if you want to listen to it, just look up Moore's Murders for podcasts. And I'm sure you'll find a ton of podcasts on them.
All right. Well, we're going to stay in Jolly Old England.
Oh, Lordy Camille.
You know, but all right. So I love the song. And I got to be honest, I did not realize that this was what it was about. I mean, maybe I did back in the day, but this kind of came out when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were a kid. You know this song. And I love it.
I know this song.
I love the song. And let me just say, you got to watch the video too, people. Go look it up on YouTube. Or this was the MTV heyday, right? With all the videos and stuff. And it is so 80s. God, love it. It is so 80s. I'm going to sing it and then you tell me what it is. So as much as I would love to do a Bob Geldof impersonation, I can't. It's back in England. Want to thank the Academy. All right, here we go. The silicone chip inside her head gets switched to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And as you can see, no reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot the whole day down. Okay, we'll stop there.
I have to tell you that...
It's good singing. I know, right? Thank you. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
So you say how I didn't make fourth grade choir?
Mm-hmm. I do. I see clearly why you didn't make fourth grade choir.
I'm very upset about that. Mm-hmm. I'm to be honest. Anyway, so I did not realize that this was based on a true story that actually happened right here in Americana.
Exactly.
Right here in Americana. Bob Geldof wrote the song after hearing about the shooting spree that happened in San Diego, California.
Right.
A teenager named Brenda Ann Spencer.
1979.
Yes, January 1979. Yes. Look at you go, girl. Mm-hmm. Spencer shot at some children in a school playground at the Grover Cleveland Elementary School in San Diego, right. California. Mm-hmm. The shooting took and claimed the lives of two adults, as well as injuring eight children and a police officer. But here's the thing. When she was finally apprehended, her response to the actions was very cold and detached. And she merely said, I don't like Mondays.
Yeah,
that was her
when
quote.
they asked why she did it, she's like, yeah, I don't like Mondays.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So anyway,
those damn teenagers when they're trying to be so cool.
Maybe she didn't like Mondays, but I'll tell you what.
Well, who does? But
no. Anyway, I love that song.
Tell me why.
It's been in my head all weekend. I like Boomtown Rats. Welcome to the Boomtown. I do like them. I'm going to work on my Bob Geldof impersonation for next time, just in case. Because, you never know.
Hopefully we will never know.
Accent like that, too.
Hopefully we will never know.
Okay.
All right. The next one. I don't really have a link to yours on that one. But it is about a girl. Here's the song. There ain't no motive for this crime. Jenny was a friend of mine. So come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Ooh, that's good. I know, but I like it.
That's The Killers.
The Killers.
Jenny was a friend of mine. Band out of Vegas. That was about Robert Chambers.
Ooh, Jennifer Levin. Preppy killer.
Yes.
Right?
He was the guy.
Let me see if I can guess what happened. You want to play a game? You want to see if I can guess it?
Yeah, you tell the story.
Well, so Robert was at a bar, and Jennifer was at a bar, and they were there with other people. And as the night drug on, Robert partooked in a little cocaine as much and as well and drinking. Mm-hmm. They left together, and they were going to go home and, you know, have relations, I guess. The next day, her body was found. She was beat up, and she was found in Central Park. Now, he was called the Preppy Killer because he was very clean cut, handsome for the day, I guess. And Jennifer Levin was a cute girl, a normal kind of girl. So it was this big thing that happened.
Sure.
Thanks. It was a big deal because he was kind of cute. His short hair and preppy New York look.
So what happened is Jennifer Levin was found dead, half naked, covered in cuts and bruises and bite marks.
Oh, that's right. He bit her. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
And she was found by a cyclist in Central Park near Fifth Avenue and 83rd Street. Right behind the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Been there.
Clothing from her upper body had been pushed around her neck and her skirt was around her waist. And the medical examiner said she had been strangled. The police noted that she had bruises on her neck and cuts, which they found out that it was because of the strangulation that she had scratched herself because she was trying to get his hands off. Yeah. They were at a bar called Dorian's Red Hand Bar and people had seen him leaving with Jennifer. Like you said, they investigated him and he said the scratches all over him were from cat scratches.
Oh, that's right.
He changed his story a lot. He said that, you know, she left to get cigarettes after we left. I mean, she didn't smoke. Then he finally said we were having rough sex.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
He was booked on manslaughter.
He's out now. He's been out for a while.
He has.
All right, Jen, next one I have. A little bit more modern.
Mm-hmm.
And can't sing quite like this fella. So... I'm not gonna.
You can't really sing quite like any fellow.
Shut up, Jen. I thought he sounded pretty good as Tom Waits.
Sure.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. I can do Ethel Merman, too. Everything's cop. Never mind.
You just scared the dog.
So this one goes out to my new friend, Glenn, because he likes these people.
Glenn. My daughter does, too. My 12-year-old loves this man. It's hurt. Favorite dead crush.
Yeah, her dead celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. I just feel like I can't do justice singing this unless it's going to be unplugged at the MTV studio. You know what I'm saying?
Finally wants a cracker.
Sorry. I can't even. Oh, let's see. Is it me? Have some seed. Let me clip dirty wings. Let me take a ride to self. Want some help? Okay. It is the famous Kurt Cobain in Nirvana.
He's sorry. Rolling in his grave right now.
Boy, he's come back and poor haunt Kurt. Me. Sorry, Kurt, buddy. Anyway, this song is called Polly. Kurt Cobain wrote the song in response to an article that he had read in a newspaper around June 1987. God, he had to be pretty young then, too. Let me think. I don't know. It's math. Don't know. So a 14-year-old girl went missing after going to a rock concert. And here's my question. Why is she by herself? Like, seriously, why is there a 14-year-old girl walking around? But whatever. She had accepted a ride home from a 49-year-old man.
Oh.
That's what I mean. Like, who does that? And his name was Gerald Friend. Now, instead of just getting the little girl home safe, Gerald Friend went to repeatedly rape and torture her. Okay?
I mean, awful.
Friend, and he's no friend of mine.
No,
let me tell
he's
you.
Not.
He's got a backstory.
He's crazy.
Yeah. Fortunately, the good thing is the girl escaped by jumping out of the truck when they stopped at a gas station. Just a little bit after that, Gerald Ford was stopped by police a couple days after all of this, just for a simple traffic violation. But they recognized him, and he was immediately arrested. So in August 1987, Friend was convicted of first-degree kidnapping and rape. Here's the little weird part. Friend had been convicted of rape and torture in 1960, okay, and was sentenced to 75 years in prison.
That doesn't now, add up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no math genius, let me tell you, but I know those numbers don't work out. So he only served 20 years.
Unreal.
And escaped twice. Anyway, he got out on parole. Mm-hmm. Parole. Anyway, when he was out and he did all this, the state of Washington actually got sued for paroling him in 1980 because he should obviously
not
have been doing that. So Kurt Cobain originally recorded the song around the 1989 debut album Bleach, but it's acoustic arrangement. Like if you hear it, it's kind of him on the guitar and he's
right.
singing. And it was quite different than what they had planned out for their little grunge debut. It appeared on 91's Nevermind album.
With the one with the naked baby
yeah,
swimming.
Yeah, that's their big one, right?
Right.
I mean, that was their breakthrough, I guess. The song was originally nicknamed Hitchhiker. Then it was changed to Cracker. Polly wants a cracker. That's the first line of the song. And then it ended up being turned into Polly.
Interesting.
That's dedicated to my buddy, Glenn.
Glenn! Okay, so now this song, I didn't really know it, but I do like it. Camille agrees with me. It reminds us of the band The Sundays.
You want me to sing The Sundays?
No. Oh,
circa about 19...
94, I believe.
Not that late. Nope.
It was about early 90s.
21. I was about 21.
Early 90s. You might not know the song, but you'll know the case. D.
Sorry. Jeez. Your face.
I know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because I'm trying to think of how it goes. Deep red bells. Deep. As I lay,
hey, I know
as
that
I
song.
Down.
I know that song.
I know. Oh, I sing that song a lot. Bell's lyrics.
What are some of the lyrics that go with like letting you know it's him?
Deep red bells, deep as I have been done. I think that's right. I know.
Cat's crying. Poor thing, you're hurting his ears.
I know. No, she talks about he led you to his hiding place, his lightning threats, spun silver tongues, handprint on the driver's side looks a lot like engine oil and tastes like being poor and small.
Oh, pretty good. I like that.
Red bells ring this tragic hour. I've lost sight of the overpass. The daylight won't remember. It's a really great song, and the words are.
And who's it written by?
Nico Case. N-E-K-O Case. C-A-S-E.
Is it a band or she's. Is that a...
She's from a band from Canada, the Pornographers, I believe, an indie band. And then she came out on her own here in the United States. And I think I read that she recently lost her house in the big forest fires out in California.
That's terrible.
It's awful. So do you know who this is about? Gary Ridgway. You know more about Gary Ridgway than I do. So do you want to tell him?
Sure. I'll tell you a little bit about
awesome.
Gary. Goofy Gary. Gary Ridgway was better known as the Green River Killer.
Mm-hmm.
He has been convicted of 48 separate murders.
Oh, Jesus.
However, as part of his plea bargain, another conviction was added, bringing the total number to 49.
No.
Making him the most prolific serial killer in the U.S.
Awful.
Now, he killed a myriad of women, mostly during the 80s and 90s. But, you know, Let's be honest. If you kill 50 people, seriously, you're not going to remember every single person.
No.
So there's rumors that he's killed way more, maybe even on the upside of 90, if you can believe that. So a lot of his victims were sex workers and or drug addicts, things like that. Often they were young, around 16. Some of them were older. Now, how he did it usually was he would strangle his victims by hand, but sometimes he'd use ligatures. He'd dump their bodies in the overgrown areas next to the Green River.
Hence the name Green River.
Killer. Exactly. But the good thing about little weirdo Gary is that he would come back days later to have a sex with those corpses. Can you imagine?
That's gross.
One of the grossest things I ever read about him is how he would like stage the bodies and like he, I still don't know, like just he put like sausage on them. It was almost like a shrine, like ground up meaty sausage and like cut their breast off. He did all this janky weird stuff. There were some videos of him that he taped himself. I mean, it is the most sick thing I've ever seen in my life. He has like a women's pantyhose on and a mask. And he's like dancing around singing. I mean, it is really some janked up stuff. And he begged them not, he was okay with all of this coming out except for that. Now, come on, right? Yeah. Buddy, you got your priorities messed up.
Yeah, well, she supposedly wrote this song. Nico Case wrote this song because she was living in Seattle when this happened.
Well, he was arrested in November of 2001. He was leaving his, the Kenworth, you know, the big Kenworth company, truck factory where he worked in Renton. Renton. My sister loves Renton. Not really. She doesn't like it. And he was arrested for the murders that four women immediately linked him back from his DNA. So he decided to go ahead and agree to disclose all the locations of the women he could remember. And he was spared the death penalty for doing so. And so now he's sitting in prison for life.
Sorry. You kill that many people. Prisons to reform. You're not going to be reformed.
You think he should be killed? We going to talk about death penalty again?
No, because it's Thanksgiving and
the only thing done on Thanksgiving is my fat pants and a turkey.
Fat pants and Uncle Billy Bob.
I hope that our joyous holiday tidings and singing and caroling will help you get through Thanksgiving.
And if it doesn't help you get through Thanksgiving, at least we probably burned out your eardrums so you just can't hear anybody talk about it.
We probably lost a couple listeners.
We might have.
But that's okay. Because, I mean, one of my dreams came true and that was singing like Tom Waits.
Anyway, we threw this episode together, if you can't tell. We just wanted something light and kind of fun, and maybe you learned something, maybe you didn't, maybe you already knew about it, whatever.
We'll put links on our pages and blog, everything, so that you can go look up more information.
Hopefully, if we remember, we'll do that.
We're going to, Jen. Okay. So you can look up more information about these murders and things connected to the song. We just didn't want to drown you out with that, because you could probably do it. An entire episode on one song in one case.
Right. And special thanks to October Pod VHS. Check him out on YouTube. He's actually very talented.
Like my singing.
Sure.
Thank you. He asked me to collaborate. He said, hey, Camille, let's do a song together. And I said, okay, buddy, let's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And then I woke up.
Anyway, happy Thanksgiving. Hope everything is coming up roses and your side of the family.
Oh, I see what you did there. Like a little tie-in.
Yeah, a little tie-in. Hope everything's going well. Hope you are not in need of Xanax and extra alcohol to get you through this season.
All right. Well, I hope everybody has a beautiful and festive and filling Thanksgiving holiday, and you get to spend lots of time with your loved ones.
And if you don't, I hope you have my idea of the best Thanksgiving, where you're alone watching movies
with a fire
and just being by yourself and enjoying the quiet. I'm a loner, Dottie, a rebel.
You're really not, though. That's the funny
part. All right. Subscribe, please, to our podcast if you like us. Give us a shout out on Twitter at Our True Crime Pod. I love to talk to everybody. You can send us an email at ourtruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. That was our total NPR voice.
I went up and did it like this. That's why.
ASMR. Our blog is www.ourtruecrimepodcast.com, and I say www because I can't get there any other way besides using www. And we're on YouTube, Spotify,
Stitcher,
any of the podcatchers. That's your favorite.
Podbean, YouTube.
That's, yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
So remember, lock your doors.
Keep passing by those open windows.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Use that one pod you like a lot.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. Glenn thinks stuff.
Glenn thinks stuff.
He also knows stuff, but he also thinks it.
Oh, that's terrible. You gotta get that out. Can you say that again?
Yeah.
Because yesterday, did you put Jen thinks stuff or something?
Yeah.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Just me beating you up. Ooh, 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 ooh. Right in the face. Right in the kisser, Alice.
Okay, yeah, all right. To the moon, Alice. All right, on this week's episode, we decided, since it was... Oh, God, I hate you. I don't even know why we do this. I really hate you.
Usually I'm the one that says I hate you. So I know. See what it's like on the other side? It's not fun, is it?
You're not fun.
I'm super fun, and I'm giggling.
You always like to pick your nose, though.
I'm picking my nose to make you laugh, and then see you get all frustrated. Okay, whatever.
And then you get pissed off that I take too long, because you've got to get home and clean!
Some of us have to make turkey dinner, and some of us never have in our whole life. Bam!
I've made turkey dinner.
No, you did not. You said you've never made Thanksgiving.
I've never made Thanksgiving dinner. I've made it, but not on Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, that's the same thing. This was a folk blue guy, blues guy.
Folk blue guy?
You know what I mean.
He was blue?
Folksy blues singer.
Gotcha. Oh, Staggerly.
Stack. Like
oh, Staggerly.
But I think it's Staggerly, too, depending on wherever you go. Anyway. I wish you could sing it. Do you want to just be the singer?
I wasn't even paying attention.
Okay. Now, see, I'm getting all, like, gunshot and I'm singing. I'm so stupid. Anyway, hold on. Police officer, how can it be?
Here.
Oh, yeah. Police officer. Hey, sing it together with me, okay? Mm-hmm. Can we do that? So he's brought back to Suffolk. Sulfuric.
Baby. Tell me why I don't want
see? Herpes. Right? Is it that song? It just stays in your head.